And again, you see that with decreasing sleep duration in a population not manipulated, you get the expected differences with decrease in leptin and increase in ghrelin that Dr. Vancouver would have predicted from her experimental models. Based on that and other work out of the University of Chicago, you would expect people who are sleep deprived then to have different dietary patterns. So we actually were interested in testing this really in a real world setting, again in the same cohort that I talked to you about before, but this time we actually focused in our teens who are ages 16 to 19, all of which not only had questionnaire data on sleep, but we had 1 week actigraphy data on sleep, we had accelerometry data on physical activity, and we had 2 to 3 24-hour food recalls in order to characterize their dietary consumption. And we used those dietary recalls at one level to look at macronutrient consumption and see if, in fact, the proportion of calories children ate in terms of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins differed in that 1 week according to what their actigraphs were telling us they slept during that 1 week.